different questions and both got a bear.
Well, maybe you're not that different.
I don't know. If the bear doesn't seem like it has a lot of qualities. What's a bear? What's a bear like?
But
I'm scared of bears.
What if that, does that question make you wonder?
They're fuzzy.
No, it doesn't.
I don't know.
Bears
can
awesome.
Be scary. Yeah,
it could be scary, yes.
What scary. About Yogi Bear?
Did we ask that?
What about Uncle Caveman?
I just saw the polar bears at the zoo are very cute. The wines
did
in the
we
wild.
Ask the Yogi Bear question?
The only bears that are evil are panda
that
bears.
Fun.
We, yeah, it was fun.
Did we ask the important Yogi Bear question yet?
And yeah. There
was a, oh, yeah, she, yes. She's in.
But I'm not wearing a lobster head.
No. You don't have to. We already have a lobster.
They said I did.
It was no, really it wasn't him. It was baby, though.
Panda bears are evil, but all your other bears
panda,
are
panda.
Oh, my God.
Panda.
Do you know what I have?
What?
A panda bear credit card.
Do you?
I do.
It's shut up.
Wait, so everybody on their phone.
Can we take a picture of it and put it on the
search
website?
Goats and trees.
Let's not.
Goats and trees.
Goats and trees.
Panda bear.
Goats
what?
And trees. It's going to blow your mind. Have you ever seen it?
I need goats to see goats and trees
goats
now.
Goats and trees. Search it on their phone. Goats and trees. You're not gonna believe it. It's unbelievable.
Oh, the goats that are in the trees?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've mm-hmm. seen that.
You've seen it?
It's mm-hmm. weird. I can stand on this like side of mountain somehow.
It's so in Morocco, I guess, and I know this because my friend went to Italy and his mom got
I
a.
Where Morocco was like. Two
I've
years
been
ago.
To
Italian
Morocco.
Coke.
You have?
Wait a minute.
For one Italian day.
So you're telling me that goats are climbing in trees?
Yes, isn't that unbelievable?
What?
I'm really glad, Jimmy.
Why is my phone dying? Right
this is not Photoshop.
Good job, Jim.
No.
There's all sorts of images.
You're telling me.
And it was on CBS.
So you mean to tell me?
So what, jet, how much man. Does a goat weigh?
Really? I don't know.
No, but seriously, you're...
I don't know.
30 pounds?
I feel like there's bigger goats than 30 pounds.
Okay, so let's say 50 pounds. So we ran 50 pounds.
Must be a strong...
Branches can't hold that much weight, can they?
They can if they're thick.
I mean, there's, like, thick trees, like... No.
It's really bizarre.
Is there a video for goats? Like, how do they get in the tree?
Yeah, I think there's videos, too.
How do they climb it?
I want
to
know how they get up there.
Climb it, right?
They must have special hooves.
Like claws?
Special hooves.
It's very entertaining when you look at it. And it blew my mind because my friend, his mom, bought a coat in Italy that has the skin from these goats.
Okay, I'm going to ask the obvious question. How do the goats get out of the trees once they're in the trees?
Jumping.
Because like, even like when a Mr. Kitty gets caught in a tree, you notice that Mr. Kitty needs a fireman to get him down. Like how does...
Climbs down, I guess.
But Lydia is 5 years old.
The best part is, they eat the fruit or nuts or whatever from the street, and they spit it out, and that's the thing they use to make argan oil.
Wait a minute. So you're telling me that that tree is producing fruits and nuts?
Yeah, I guess.
That kind of grosses me out.
A little
See,
bit,
the,
yeah.
The only thing I saw this past week, it wasn't a goat in a tree. It was a goat on a power line. And he was hanging by his horns, or a male goat, or whatever
what
they call it.
What is the size of this thing?
And they had to, like, push him off with a ladder. I don't know. It was craziness.
Lenny,
goats and trees.
He looks like his legs are going to break.
Lenny's got this pulled up on his phone right now.
Look at the balance.
I know.
Holy smoke.
This is impressive. Look at this guy up here. He looks like he's going to fall over.
Maybe you should buy a pet goat.
It's mind-blowing.
That's pretty wild.
And bring it to the Rose Garden.
I mean, if anybody could.
You would.
I feel like they're really vicious, though.
No,
goats
only panda
are
bears are vicious.
Friendly.
I think creatures. I think Lenny would be a great goat owner for some
reason.
Yeah. I could do that.
Well, I don't think we can have those around here.
What would you name your goat?
I don't think the trees around here are made for that.
Dr. Theopolis.
Why?
Did you ever see Buck Rogers?
Crazy, right?
Did you ever see, remember Tweaky?
No, everybody.
Okay, so Google Dr. Theopolis or Google Tweaky. He had this thing on his, Buck Rogers back in the 80s. So he had this little thing on it. It was Dr. Theopolis and he talked from his chest. He was awesome.
Apparently.
Oh, really? We're going to Google goats in a tree, but we won't Google Mr. Theopolis. Really?
We don't know if we can spell it.
See how it is.
Yeah, we don't know how to spell it.
Come on now.
Don't make that face.
You never saw Buck Rogers? Like, every guy my age
an infant.
With Wonder Woman and Erin Gray. Wilma Deering from Buck Rogers.
Jean Grey.
My high school boyfriend was in love with Wonder Woman.
Who's
sure.
here? DJ Tommy?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi.
Hey, Tommy.
Uh-oh. With or without children?
Tommy,
Joe
when this
K
show's over,
kids are
I've got
to
tell you, we
want to be in our next video.
Commercial
wait, it can't be
signed.
Anymore.
It's be
too
awesome.
Risque.
Toppers agreed.
To what? Oh, where
it's
she's picking a basket?
Yeah, I want to tell you guys, but did you see the video this morning?
Okay. No, because it was only up for a little bit, and then we had to take it down.
Oh, okay, they didn't get to see the video. You know what?
We started in
a story line. We could play right now.
Oh, play
it on the
topper.
Yeah, once
put it on the site.
Once
so
everyone's
a good link.
Put your headphones on so you can hear this.
To Jimmy's, there
we
go.
So we made
Jimmy's
a commercial last night.
His, like,
okay. As you may or may not know, we're going to have the wine tournament on August 19th. I don't know if you know this or not.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so a lot of people are going to be joining us, but unfortunately right now one person isn't, henceforth, publicly.
That was a good lead-in if only it was ready.
The panda can't play?
No, pandas can play.
Hey, okay. I don't have a panda suit.
No, we never would because they're mean. No, not pandas. Anything but pandas.
What
all
happened right. to you with a panda?
Serious. It's a long situation. Story. It involved a female.
There's a lot of long Lenny stories.
A female panda?
No.
Go fun bee.
It's going to be awesome.
Hey, pal.
Why do you seem so sad?
Don't have a way to the wine tournament.
What's the matter, pal? You don't have a way to the wine tournament? You've been trying to work odd jobs, trying to make some money to get a ride there?
Yep.
Do you think that maybe perhaps Uncle Topper should give you, I don't know, some money perhaps to get you to and fro the wine tournament?
Yep. I think that'll do the trick.
Well, I think you should ask him directly.
Look at it like this. Uncle Topper, if you hear me on this whole thing right now, I would like to offer my sincere condolences and apologies to get to the wine tournament back and forth. If you can, with your blessing, can you make this happen? And thank you.
Wait, where did the lobster costume come from?
I know.
Do you know the way to San Jose?
You were a lobster for Halloween or
something? No, I did not.
You worked at Red Lobster.
Did I ever tell you this
story? We wanted to film this in front of Red Lobster, but we thought about it too late.
So 2 years ago...
He was out in front like the chicken?
A good friend of mine, my friend Kathy, she's like my little sister. She goes, Lenny, what do you want for your birthday? And I'm like, you know what? I have a great idea. And she's like, what's that? I go, I want you to dress up like a lobster and sing Do You Know the Way to San Jose? And she's like, you've got to be kidding me. And I'm like, no, that's what I want. So one day a week, she comes in and helps me with like paying bills and some other stuff at the office. So one day I came to work right before my birthday, and my post office box is down the street. So I went there to get the mail, came back, and all the lights were off. And I'm like, what the frig? Where'd she go? You know? And I walk in my conference room, and she's dressed up like a lobster, and she sang the song. So it was awesome. But she gave me the outfit when we were done.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Now, you're probably wondering why he's dressed like a lobster. I mean, it'll all be explained later. This is only phase one.
Okay.
There's going to be a Topper rebuttal, but we're going to shoot that in a week or two. So Uncle Topper will respond, we guarantee you. And we're going to put a GoFundMe page on the website.
Not if Topper's funding him.
Well, no, I think we still should need to do it.
Just for various Beef Brother. Does he
will be in the fall.
Diamond Dolls.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. He will be in the fall.
Now with those claws.
At a time... In a place with some things. Some people sit around and they talk about a co-ed football league. They talk about people like B's brother or the Ocho. Sometimes they're talking about someone whose last name is with a K. And that's okay. But this is their show. Put together for you. Going around the room, we've got Joe Kay, Emily, a couple of special guests today. We'll be talking about them coming up shortly. And the captain of your ship.
What it be?
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We've got Kristen and Kim here over on the couch. We've got some great things to be talking about today. Going to find out a little bit more about them.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's go.
Tremendous intro. That was awesome. The good news is I am Lenny, and good evening and hello. The bad news is I am not your captain. That's Beast Brother. He's not here tonight, but I'm here in his stead. Good evening. Welcome. If you are a TSL member of the universe, a lot of things have been happening in the last 72 hours.
Like what, Len?
Well, a secret alliance was thwarted.
The Baccio alliance?
Yeah, it's secret.
Well, have you been... Okay, and we're going to get to this when we say our lows and stuff, but has anybody been on Facebook? Have you been following the storyline?
No, I don't have Facebook.
Baccio did not have a secret alliance. It was actually Joey Bats all along.
What?
Yes. And we figured that out 24 hours ago. We're going to get to that. There also was a public plea. We're going to do our best to get B's brother to and fro the wine tournament. Uncle Topper hopefully is going to pay for this. If he doesn't, please be on the lookout on our website, toppersports.com. We are going to start a GoFundMe page.
He needs a ride?
Yeah, he's going to need a ride to and fro. We're going to
get
Uber.
I know that's different than usual, but... Oh.
Yeah. And Joe K came up with a tremendous idea where actually, if that doesn't even work, because we hope to get about what? We said $1 million is going to be our goal.
No, not we, you.
Okay, well, you got to shoot high. If you're going to shoot, we're going to start at $1 million. You know, hey, if we get $100,000, that's great, too. But if that doesn't work...
If you get $10,
I'll
be
shot. What kind of ride is this?
We need Uber. We figure we need $87. Would $87 do it, do you think?
Perhaps. I actually don't know.
There.
He lives in the city, right?
Yes, he does. He lives on Janet Drive. I was there last night.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
it's,
and then
it's
he's got
to be cheaper than $87.
Well, he's got to go to and fro, though.
Oh.
No, it's going to be about 100.
Okay, so you think 100?
Round trip.
Okay,
yeah.
So I figure if we start at $1 million, though, if we can get to like at least 1,000, we're good.
No, probably.
All right, so TSLers, this is my public plea. I don't care. If think of it this way. If we have 1,000 TSLers, right? And if every one of them gives, what is it, 50 cents, we've got $500.
Okay.
All right. If everybody gives 10 cents, we make our goal. Can you afford a dime, Kim?
I can afford a dime.
Chrissy, sure, can you afford a dime?
I don't know if I can afford a dime, but okay. Him, I will.
Can you bring 8 cents? Because then I'll give 12, and then we will make our 10.
I don't want to give anything away about the video, but is there going to need to be a tank for, you know, transportation purposes because of, you know, the
lobster
situation?
Dunk tank. Lobster dunk tank.
I mean, point.
I'm just curious.
Lobster dump tank. Oh, my
that
God.
That should be at the wine tournament.
I mean, it could be.
The wheels are turning.
They really are.
Why didn't we think of this yesterday? We
had
like 2 hours.
Would you like to be on our creative
team? Sure.
What are you doing? Every first Sunday of the month, we're going to start meeting. If you want to meet us at P.F. Chang's for Mongolian beef,
that's
where we go.
You got some good ideas there.
So, getting back to our hellos, Jimmy, as always. Jimmy, great. The studio, look at this. We sound good. We feel good. Everything is looking beautiful.
Thank you so much. We do have some changes in the works. A couple more things need to get squared away, but we're on track. Thanks.
Thank
really
you.
Appreciate that.
As always. And thank you, DJ
and
Tommy.
I got to say, honestly, Tommy stepped up to the plate, did a lot of hard work. But most importantly, it's great to see Kim back down here today let me tell you, Kristen, it's been a very long time, too, since the basement. Lenny, can't thank you enough for having them both back down here.
Well, you know, originally we were talking in many moons ago. Kristen, you were on, like, the third show, right?
I have no idea.
Third of, like, one of our beginning shows. We literally were doing it in Topper's basement, and it was Ramir, Topper, myself, and a laptop.
Look how far you've come since then.
Look how
Safety
far we've
first.
Come.
Yeah.
Progress.
Crazy.
There was wine sangrias, though. That made everything perfect.
It did make it perfect.
That's the only problem with not being in Topper's basement anymore. He used to just feed alcohol to everybody. Not that Jimmy doesn't.
No, but good news for you. We're going to go on remote, actually. We're going to take the show on remote to Topper's new basement. He's got a bar in there. He just bought a new bachelor pad. And we're going to do a show from there. Hopefully in 2 to 3 weeks.
New league headquarters. It's great.
It's going to be awesome. And apparently from what we saw from Facebook and his photos, he's got a hot tub. This is good.
Nice.
He's got like a backyard, and he's got a nice covered porch, and there's nothing but farmland back there. So Topper's enjoying himself.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, yes, he did. And that's when we got that famous quote. Yes, Kristen, that was you.
Forever.
Oh, no, you didn't. Yes.
Oh,
I didn't
no,
do it as
no,
well as you did.
Didn't. Oh, no, you didn't.
All right, go ahead. Give it to us one time clean.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Nice. So perfect.
Knocking it out of the park.
Man.
Joe K, how's it going tonight?
It's going great. I mean, after the success of the lobster incident yesterday, it's all up from here. I can't complain.
Yeah, due to some legalities, we had to take it down for a little while. It will be back up soon. Don't worry.
The Lobster Association is fighting this.
Yeah, PETA gave Lenny
a call.
PETA?
Wouldn't be the first time. Won't be the last time. It will be back on the website soon, and we got to get our GoFundMe page up too. So let's try to do it all together. Maybe we'll just do it all as once and
that could work.
Have a show or something about it. Emily, how are you?
Fuck?
Great transition.
Jeez, Cap. Where is he?
I'm good. I can finally breathe again after being body slammed by Joe K.
I took her breath away. It's not the first time, not going to be the last.
No, body slammed me in a drinking game and then said, train, get off the track.
That's not what I said. The correct quote is, don't stand on the tracks when the train's coming.
Followed by bitch.
These were actual train tracks?
No.
That
you could have died on?
They're proverbial.
Okay. Did you ever see Major
still
League 2?
Could have died on them.
That's what the line was from. If you go Google Major League 2, it's one of the lines from the end.
Thank you.
Rube Baker. Ooh. Says to Parkman, right?
Look at you. Maybe I don't remember that part.
I wish I knew physics or something, but yeah, no, I know freaking quotes from Major League 2. Great. Yay, Len.
Were you guys on the same team or opposite teams?
Opposite teams. And I still won. Just saying.
I mean, I feel like I was a winner too.
Round two.
And you know what? We're going to get to this in a second. Let's say hello to our two guests, and then because I got questions for both Emily and Joe. So, Kristen, you were back. You were a guest in season one. It seemed like forever ago, and we got you back. You seemed, when you first came in, you know, people always get nervous the first time. Like, you know, it's kind of funny. Kim, the first time seemed a little different. Today, she's just bubbly and having a good old time. So I think the second time, it's like, hey, I've done this. We got this. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling a little better. The first time's a little nerve-wracking.
It really is.
And I didn't know anybody. I think it was like my second week or third week playing, so I was like,
Yeah, and you're locked in the basement with your topper
in Topper's basement with you guys.
Yeah, sangria. So I'm like, is anyone roofing me here? Like, what is happening?
It's funny, Sherry asked that same question when she was on.
And
no, Topper said no. And Kim, you're back. It's so nice to see you. How
I'm
are
back.
You?
I'm back. Thanks. I'm fabulous.
And so far, you've been doing great. There's a 90-10 chance you're going to be on a creative team.
Yeah.
And you've only been here 5 minutes.
Sure.
Lobster dumplings.
I'm all about it.
Huge. You are all about it. This is good. And we're going to talk to Kim because we just learned something in a minute, but I want to get to this really quick.
What?
So Mandy Ice had the Icy Awards, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Joe Kay and Emily, you were there.
Yeah.
So tell us what happened. Did you guys win awards? What exactly happened?
A whole bunch of people won awards. I think almost everybody there won an award, right?
Right.
And Kim and Kristen, just so you don't know, Mandy Ice...
Kristen was there.
Okay, you were there. Kim, Mandy Ice there. Plays on A&A and D4.
I know of Mandy Ice, yeah, yep. For sure.
He
How
invited everybody to Wilson at his cottage and had a party and gave awards to like everybody, like
That's
his favorite
amazing.
People. How awesome is that?
That's awesome.
All right.
I was more impressed more than anything that we all got together and drank and there wasn't really actually like drama other than the broken
Just body
ribs.
Slamming.
But, but that was all in good fun.
Emily, what happened? It doesn't sound like it. She's holding her side. What happened?
She looks she like she's in pain, man.
Joe put his whole body weight on top of me.
That didn't
like,
happen on
purpose. NWO falling on me and it hurt.
Are you okay?
I will be.
Did you win an award?
Physically, yes. Emotionally, no.
Oh,
get over it.
Did you get a trophy?
Yes, I did.
What kind of trophy?
My award that I got was the Sub Rule Award.
Yes. Oh, that's hilarious. What did that pertain to?
The what? What's this? Come on, explain the award. I have no idea.
Just for always being asked to sub and rules being changed. Mm-hmm. That's what I'll leave
So,
it
Kristen
at.
And Kim, have you guys ever illegally subbed like Emily?
No.
I don't think so.
No?
No.
How many? What's the most amount of games you've played in a day? Off the record. It's only like 200-300 people listening.
Be honest.
I think 4.
Okay.
But I did ask. No, I didn't ask. They asked, and it was okayed. I wear a big, huge knee brace, for God's sake. What am I really going to do?
Catch touchdowns.
Kim, you just usually play for your team. Do you sub at all?
On occasion, but not very often, no.
No. Mm-mm. More by choice? Like you got other things to do Saturday, or just kind of...
Yeah, you know, I just like playing on my team because I feel like I know everybody, and then, you know,
Let's start
all.
With you. Let's get to your team. So, you guys won the DeFi Championship, if memory serves me right, at the Winter Banquet, right?
Correct.
And then you had won, did you win a trophy too? You
MVP.
Were, okay, so you yep. won MVP as well, and life was good.
Life was good.
And then you guys moved up to D4, and it was it that the team took, you guys had some injuries,
we
didn't
had,
you?
We had a lot of issues. We had people absent, our quarterback got injured, as well as, like, we kept, you know, trying different things, different quarterbacks, this, that, and the other, and that's never easy. So
will your quarterback be back in the fall?
Yes. Yes, okay. He will.
And he's
so
good
that's
to go.
Good. Absolutely.
What about the rest of the squad? So I assume you guys have had the same three girls for a very long time, correct?
Correct.
So you'll have you guys back?
Correct.
What about the guys themselves? Are we tinkering with things or?
I think so. One of our players is injured still, I believe, Nick. So I'm not sure if he's going to be back or not. But
what's wrong? What happened?
He fell. He's actually he's a garbage man and he actually fell out of the truck and so he hurt
boy.
His shoulder and he was kind of a mess. So
not good.
Yeah.
Not good.
That was like the very beginning of the season, I believe, and he's an awesome center, so that was kind of a loss.
Is that the big guy?
He's tall, yeah.
Okay, who's the big guy on your team? Because you have like a big guy that literally, he runs like 8-yard, 9-yard routes, and every time you throw him the ball, he catches it.
Oh my God, Greg, I got this Evans. That's what I call him, because he catches the ball every single time. I mean, you're looking at him thinking, I'm not sure, you know, he could be okay. And then you watch him, and you're like, he's amazing. He's amazing.
You know who's out like that is Jimmy Hearn.
Yep.
Jimmy Hearn made a career. They used to call him the roly-poly football guy.
Hearn is on my volleyball team.
You would see Hearn, and he would show up, and you'd be like, this guy's going to do nothing. And then all of a sudden, at the end of the game, Hearn would have, like, 15 catches for, like, 92 yards. Like, they'd always 6 to 8 yards, but he never dropped the ball and 4 touchdowns.
And I almost think it's good because you're not expecting it. So it's like, wow. You don't necessarily cover him right off the bat. But
So I assume we're going to stay in D4.
Yes, I believe so.
So, and obviously, Mandy's Ice is going up, and we heard some things about Why So Serious. They've split up and morphed, and we don't know if they're going to move up or not. So things could be looking good for you guys.
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, every game we were kind of like, you know, we could have won this game. They were pretty close, and just like, we just need to make sure we get it together. That's all.
Here's my question for you. Like, do you pay a lot of attention to your opponents? Because I want to talk about one in particular.
A decent amount, okay. Yeah.
What can you tell me about AARP? And I'm going to ask, the reason why I asked this question is, excuse me for being long-winded, this team has been literally terrible for like the last six seasons. This year, they were really, really good. Like, did
I'm
something
trying
change?
To remember what,
gray shirts?
I played against them.
Okay, what can you tell? What happened?
Not this year, but in the past, and they were really bad. I would see the standings, and they were higher up. I was like, what's going on?
They were like 5-4, 6-3.
They have a different player, maybe?
I don't know, but they were really, really good this year, and I think they lost in the first round, but...
They're Division 4.
Yeah.
We just started in there, okay. So I don't know them as
well. So take some time.
Yeah.
Good for them, though. Moving up the booty line.
Exactly. Their girls caught everything. Like they weren't deep passes, but they would catch all the little things there. I don't remember the guys.
Well, so D4, there's obviously, go into the microphone just a little more. You guys are full throttle.
Yes.
Now, you missed.
Her mic's not on.
Yeah. Jimmy's, how's her mic? Joe Kay?
Sorry,
what up, man?
Any time filler while we're trying to fix Kristen's mic?
No, it's fixed. Kristen, I do apologize about that.
That's okay.
Got it. Okay, she's back on.
Hooray.
So let's try full throttle. So you started, actually, did you only play a little bit and you hurt your knee, didn't you?
I hurt my knee before the season,
oh,
so
boy.
I didn't start till the end.
Okay, so what's
the
What'd
end?
You do to your
Rose
knee exactly?
League. I have partial ACL and a meniscus tear.
That sounds terrible. Was that football injury?
Yeah.
Oh.
When, like, is it okay now?
Yeah, I just wear a brace. I'll live.
I don't know anything about the knee.
Those things
you
tied
haven't
back
seen
together.
Her brace?
No.
It's a big-ass brace.
I've seen it.
I'm going to try to play without it, I think, this season. I go back to the doctor this week. It's pretty
What's
scary
the
do-
Does he tell you don't play football?
No. He said it was okay to play as long as I wear the brace.
And is the brace awesome?
I feel like somebody is, like, suctioning my leg together.
Can we sign your brace? Is it like a cast?
It's not that. I mean, we can try. We can get some, like, white highlighter. Yes, white Sharpie. Yes.
Are you going to be at the wine tournament?
I'm actually not. My friend's bachelorette's that day. I might come and visit because we're doing a wine tour.
That'd be amazing if you guys showed up there.
Maybe I'll come. I'll wear a dress,
actually,
catch touchdown.
It's a winery.
Leave.
I mean, if you're going to do a bachelorette anyways, right?
Yeah, you should stay there.
I'm just saying because B's brother probably is going to be there and we could have him be the first person to sign
fingers your fingers. Claws crossed.
Claws crossed. Wow. Now, you guys were really, really, really good.
Then we had a lot of injuries. Don't worry,
happened.
Though. We're going to beat you guys next year.
Shots fired.
Well, let me tell you a story about a young lady who looked at a young man that was interviewed in the beginning of the season, and she said, you know what? We're going to beat you. And that young man's name was Nick Such, and he beat that young lady later down at the end of the year as Angry Buffalo won the D2 title.
Really?
Yeah,
no.
Whatever. Whatever.
Wait, no, what's your team name again?
Full Throttle.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll keep
you guys
that in mind.
Yeah, you guys,
keep
it's on.
Mind.
Is it on?
It's on. It's on.
Are you guys thinking what I'm thinking?
I commend myself for having the balls to come onto my first podcast and call shots like that. I give myself a pat on the back.
After you accidentally went upstairs to the creepy apartment. Right.
Did you guys ever hear the story?
The pizza guy did that yesterday.
Okay, so out front, you know, the door you came in, there's actually an apartment to the side, and Nick Such from Angry Buffalo and Emily were on, and this is when we kind of just first met Emily, and we told, you know, everybody, you know, this is where you go, la, 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 la. One day we're like, where are they? And all of a sudden my phone starts ringing, and there's an apartment. They actually went upstairs and were upstairs. Like in the apartment in the hallway, going, oh God, where is it? So we had to bring them down and they came in here.
Yeah, we had no idea where this
That's
place
pretty
was.
Awesome.
I was like, is this in a crack house? What kind of podcast is this?
Yeah.
I was like, walking, I'm like, hello. And I'm like, just hear people laughing. I'm like, okay, I think I'm in a good spot.
Right spot. This. Right spot.
So you guys actually got shocked, if memory serves me right, in the playoffs, right? Didn't a lower seed beat you guys?
Oh, yeah. We had a lot of injuries. So I didn't come back until halfway through the season. Someone hurt their knee. Someone broke their wrist. Caroline got a concussion.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Wow.
That's a lot of injuries.
Yeah. Who did you play? Who did you play during that game?
Home Tech.
Oh.
Oh. Home
Tech. Oh, isn't that the Keller Cruz nemesis?
Okay, so get this.
Nemesis?
So, and we learned something. We always learn something a lot in this season. So we were on the Keller Cruz team. Like, they were awesome. They moved from Home Tech. We're like, boo, Home Tech. Turns out we met Home Tech. They're freaking awesome. I don't know if you've ever played, like, do you ever meet those guys? They actually went to the bar. They were like freaking Ricky's team at the end of the, they were there the whole freaking time. They were there at like 7, 8 o'clock the last two Saturdays. Home Tech has personality. The captain of Home Tech back in the day dated Katie, almost rhymes with Keller. And what happened was is
almost rhymes with her last name,
something like that. So what happened was is apparently they went on a date, and I think I told you the story. Like she beat him at that. What's that game you played with the basketball thing? Yeah,
just basketball.
And every time she sees you know the thing when you go to Dave and Buster's and you play the game
where it's like repetitive. You keep
skee ball
free throws.
Yes,
no, still basketball. Game.
Oh,
she crushed him. So every time she sees him, she looks at him and laughs, and the guy gets all mad because he was like an old Navy SEAL or something. So you ever got Katie Keller going, "Ha ha, I can beat you at anything."
Girl power.
That's awesome. I love Dave and Buster's. That place is awesome.
I haven't been to the new one yet.
So much fun. Maybe we should do that as an outing, a football outing to Dave and Buster's.
They don't creative team done.
Yeah, it would be amazing.
They don't have bowling anymore?
They don't have bowling at that one, no.
Oh, which one?
At the new Dave and Buster's.
Well, no, Eastern Hills Mall they do.
But that's not Dave and Buster's.
They moved.
That's
gone.
It's
at the Galleria.
They moved to the Galley.
It's gone, Con?
They moved to where?
Yeah, to the Galleria. The Galley.
There's another something there, but it's not Dave and Buster's.
Like Rocky's big city games. Yeah.
Why'd they take the bowling alley out? What fun is that?
I don't know.
But they got video games. Video games are
fun.
That
bowling alley was awesome.
Just go to an actual bowling alley. They're not doing anything.
Yeah, but if you have a bowling alley with an arcade and bar and food and alcohol, that's kind of fun.
That's pretty much most bowling alleys. What we don't have around here, it's I'm not originally from here. It's something that we had up in the Northeast, but it was candlepin bowling. Did you guys know that one?
Five pins?
Yeah, they're like dowels.
It's like a little machine.
And you've got
fun.
That little tiny ball.
It's in
Canada.
You can
play it at Boston Pizza.
Get on.
The
yes.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I got to get up there. I haven't been there.
Oh, well,
is that by the Boston Hotel?
No.
No.
Clifton Hill.
Boston Pizza is like a chain that's usually mostly in Canada.
Boston Hotel is a place you get the lobster danies and stuff
and
on that one day.
And you get the clams.
Yes.
Oh, Boston Hotel's got a good menu.
Yep, got it. Boom.
Thank you.
Next creative
Darn good menu.
Oh, my God. We should
actually
go to Boston Hotel and just buy like 8 million clams.
Boston Hotel? No, I'm sorry. It was Colden Hotel. One of the two. Was it Boston or Colden Hotel? The chef there came back. He moved back from Vegas, actually. He had a restaurant out there, decided to come back home, take care of his parents, and moved in over there. It's either Boston or Colden Hotel, whichever one does like all the big taco things on the Tuesdays. I can't recall. I have beers at both and get confused. I'm sorry.
So it looks like we're going to have a TSL outing, it looks like, at some point.
I mean, we're supposed to have like 30 of them. We just
what are you guys doing in December?
Going
to
the banquet?
Going to the banquet?
Do
you guys like to sing?
Yeah,
if I'm drinking enough, I love to sing.
So can I ask you both a question? I'm asking people now, so I'll ask you both, because it seems like you guys are both straight shooters. So we've come up with this idea that we're thinking of running a limo bus.
We means Lenny.
Okay, like a big one. Like we can fit 30, 40 people in it.
Okay.
And we're going to get robes for everybody, okay?
Purple
kind of robes.
Purple.
Come on, I'm going to trick them out. They're going to be good.
Purple.
So what we're going to do is we're actually going to form a choir. And we're going to get Mike Baccio.
That kind of role.
We're going to go Christmas caroling in the inner city. And we're going to start
in
at
the
Vibes.
Fruit belt.
Yes. We're going to start at Vibes. Because that's where B's brother works. And wherever we end up after that, we end up after that.
Right, at high noon.
So when you get to my age, like let's be honest, I don't know how much longer I got in this world. So
couple
you start
weeks.
Thinking about bucket lists. And I'm like, I have never gone Christmas caroling in the inner city.
I'm in.
I'm doing it.
Nice.
I was in chorus in high school and I sang a duet and everything.
Okay,
you're in the front.
I'm
then.
In.
Good. I got your numbers. I will put you on my list. So I've got about 10 so far, and I need about 40.
You're singing in this, right?
I'm in.
Could you sing for us right now?
Oh, boy. No.
I need more to drink.
Don't worry.
Maybe some insane shots.
We have enough beers to make this possible.
We're going to have a practice or two, so that's it. And it's going to be one day in December. Emily, you've got to be into.
Are we cutting the
I can't sing.
Who
that's
cares?
Half the fun.
My dad paid
Christmas
me to quit chorus.
Don't need to sing. Oh
wait. What? Your dad paid you to stop singing?
He paid me $5 to quit chorus
when
I was in middle school.
Stop.
That's great.
Your dad sounds awesome.
Stop.
My dad's at football all the time.
I don't know.
Can I ask
know
a serious
how
question?
Met him.
What do you do if somebody you're with and it can't sing? And the reason I'm going to bring up is this. I was married for 8 years.
Okay.
And you know what? My ex-wife and I, it ended well. We're still friends to this day. Well, we went to church every Sunday. And we would be at Queen of Martyrs in Cheektowaga. That's by where we lived.
Wait, you didn't go up in flames when you walked through the door?
Are you kidding?
You're the nicest person ever.
I'm kidding. Lenny,
no.
I'm joking.
I got
I'm
high
joking.
Fives. Did I ever tell you the story about me in churches? I actually used to pick a church a year, and I would just paint it for free. It was something I always
did.
That's
nice of you.
Yeah, it's kind of something that, and I've done this for years, but I haven't done it in a little while, but I used to do that constantly. So I'm in church, and my ex-wife couldn't sing, and she loved to sing. So here we are every Sunday. Oh, we're in the front row, and, you know, that's how she was, and we're singing this. I'm not really singing, but she's singing, but she was terrible. What I couldn't tell her, right?
She has to be allowed to sing in church regardless.
Exactly. I never said a thing.
Yeah. Church is like a
church
spiritual
a different thing.
It's different, yeah.
So
you're feeling
that,
Jesus.
Part of the mass and everything like that.
She did end up as your ex-wife, so I guess.
Yeah, but there were different reasons for that.
Whoa.
Well, I dated a guy who told me that he was kicked out of music class in fifth grade. How bad is that? He had to stay back in the room. I didn't even know they could do that in elementary school because he couldn't sing.
Oh, they kicked him out for that?
Yes, yeah.
I thought you meant for behavioral issues.
No, because he was really that bad, and he really is that bad.
That, like, wouldn't fly in today's age.
No, it wouldn't. No,
he'd be like, oh, honey.
He'd be all over Twitter.
I know.
Don't they have, like, timeout rooms and stuff now for that?
No, that's probably not allowed either.
For not being able to sing? No, that's not a timeout.
Nothing's allowed.
You're singling somebody out, so you can't do it.
You're not allowed to single them out for anything, really, but I thought that was hysterical.
They try to, like, force equal playing time in sports and stuff.
Yeah.
Participation trophies.
Yeah. Those are the worst.
If I ever got one of those as a kid, I would have smashed it on the ground.
Oh, like, my God.
Screw you and your participation trophy. It's okay if you're in fifth place. That's okay.
Isn't that best at the bar?
No.
No, I'm kidding.
As I look at the Paul Niemann Cup.
There it is.
He's doing good.
Ladies, if you haven't seen it, right there is the Best of the Bar Awards. Someone is going to be walking away with that at the banquet, or they may have a plaque placed on it, and it stays here, and they just
come visit.
How much liquid fits in there?
Well, no, we, because it's so big, we decided we're going to do it at the fall banquet, like, after a whole year. Now, have you ever met Paul Niemann? You had to have. Godzilla, big Paul.
Right.
So, can you imagine if we get, like a chain link necklace, and he puts that on, and like he wears that like a necklace, because he's going to win it.
Or a hat.
I was at the bar just as often as Paul,
but less memorable.
Oh snap!
Oh man,
I'm there.
Yeah, but
you knock her on the ground.
I'm being the neighborhood watch committee.
This. I said
I'm
this like
organizing.
Travis too.
Sarah
Travis was there till 11, but you got to be awake.
You know what
so.
I would say?
I was awake.
You know what I would say about you? You're the best dancer at the bar. You're like always dancing.
Okay,
so that's awesome.
True. Add that to my business card.
That was sweet.
Kim,
that
I like you a lot
sweet.
More now.
Oh, thanks.
How good of a dancer do you think you are, Emily?
I would give myself a 9 out of 10.
Okay. I'd like to see it.
Do you think if we had a dance contest, you could take on Paul the Dancing Bear Shinta?
100%.
Wow. Oh, no,
Joe K., do you think
it.
She could take Shinta down?
Mm.
Have you ever seen Paul Shinta dance?
No.
Paul Shinta's pretty good.
Oh, my God. It is impressive.
I've got different styles. Sometimes I'm doing ballet in the bar. Sometimes
sounds
it's
like
hip-hop.
Excuses.
Sometimes it's break dancing. It
He'll
be
you
anything.
At all
Paul
of them.
Shinta is just as versatile.
Bring
there are
on.
Rumors that the Step Up series, like he was there to help choreograph.
That's not
I
a
love
rumor.
Paul Shinta, so I'll do a dance off with him just for fun.
Okay, you heard it here first. We got audio tape of it. Paul Shinta v. Emily dance off. Do you know, going back to Nick Such, his wife Lisa, I don't know if you know Lisa, Denise, and who's the other one? I always forget her name.
Apparently.
Memorable.
Right?
I mean, can see her face.
I feel like she's not that important to
well,
the story.
The moral of the story is they always used to take Paulie Shinta on every week in a dance-off, and they used to pick different genres.
And they got obliterated.
And
where?
Yeah, Paul, in the middle of the Rose Garden at like 4 o'clock.
Okay.
All of a sudden, they would hit the jukebox, the song would be on, and it would be on.
Okay.
You know what's on my... Oh, my God. You know what's on my bucket list, too? Have you ever gotten
to
like a kung fu dance battle?
You want to be in a dance
kung fu dance battle. God, that would be awesome.
Kung Fu
I've never
dance
been in a dance battle,
like
before.
This? Like
I
this?
Mean, we could
the...
Have you ever done dance karate against somebody? It's been they do it in the movies. Wasn't it Despicable Me 2, Emily, that they had a karate battle? Or was it Despicable Me? No, it was the beginning of Despicable Me 3.
Yeah.
There was a karate battle. Kung
I
Fu
seen that
dancing
yet.
Battle.
Let's just
go
find a choreographer
it.
And set that up for the banquet.
Yeah,
let's
you're going to meet Mel the Minion. He was pretty
I like
awesome.
It.
Lenny and I love Minions.
Yes, but it wasn't as good as the first two. So there's my movie review. It was a little bit of a disappointment at the end because Drew did not work for me. You know what? Let's take a minute to do this. So I was really excited, and I'm in the middle of the movie theater. And I'm really excited about the Minions, like
a
you.
Bug's Life excited?
No, no, no.
That's a different kind of excitement.
That's a different kind of excited. That's a story for another day. So we're watching the Minions. It was really funny.
Yeah.
The Minions are the best, but you know what? They did this Drew and Gru stuff, and like, Gru's kind of cool, but I'm not here for him. I'm here to see the little girl,
right.
The little brunette.
Agnes.
She reminds
Agnes.
Me of you. Every time I see her, I'm like, I think of Emily for some reason. I don't know why. I'm like, there's Emily.
She's like, it's so funny!
And it's funny because I kept laughing, and my friend Kathy, who I saw with, she's like, why do you keep pointing at her going, that's Emily? I'm like, don't worry about it. But the Minions were awesome because they revolted this time, but Drew and Gru didn't work. So you're going to get a little upset at the end. The ending was terrible.
Are you going to write a letter?
Did you see the McDonald's toys that were
no.
X-rated? My mom has one.
X-rated?
Wait, what do you mean?
X-rated. The little one says to F off and when you hit it. You didn't see this whole story?
It says
a long
fuck?
Time ago, but yeah. Yeah.
No
which
way.
Minion?
I don't remember which one it is, but they were giving them out in the Happy Meals like about a year ago
Googling
for a little
right
while,
now.
And then yeah, and then they took them back obviously, but my mom has one. It's
one
hysterical.
Eye or two eyes?
Yeah,
I
good,
forgot.
Good.
I think it might have had two eyes. I'm not sure about.
Do you know one day I don't know why I did this? I mean, I have issues. Let's be honest, we all know this.
Yeah,
no.
I actually charted. You know, there's a whole like you can Google Minions and there's a chart and it'll tell you like 30 of them.
Which one you're like?
Yep.
The most?
No, no. Well, I'm sure it could.
Bob, Carl, Dave.
Yeah.
You
there's
know?
Actually all these Minions.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And Mel was the new Minion meet. He actually wears a hat that said "I love Gru." But he got mad when he left, and he actually threw it on the ground, and he jumped on it, which I thought was really funny.
Gru's like the big old
Yeah, he's like, he's Steve Carell. He's like the leader of them.
I've never seen the movie. I rode the ride at Universal. That was a...
Was fire. Can we go back to the dance-off for a minute? Because one time I was at the casino.
Which one?
And Seneca Niagara.
Okay.
And there's the dance floor there, you know. And all of a sudden, for whatever reason, there were a bunch of young girls and a bunch of older guys. Like, older, like 70 older. And they literally started a dance-off. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Like a Saturday Night Live episode. And, like, the girls were doing these jump splits. And then the men were trying to do it.
That'd
it was amazing.
Funny.
I really wish I would have had a video of it. But, so, bringing it back to us, we should have, like, a female male. Yep. That would be a funny dance-off.
Yep.
Super fun.
I mean, as a male, Joe K, you can back me up on this. Paul Shinta will take on all comers.
Oh,
you
all
just,
right.
You guys give us...
Whatever.
Paul Shinta versus all the females.
He will take on every female in the TSL
Paul
if he
Shinta
has to.
Paul Shinta versus the angels.
And when he's done, he will bring everyone cheese.
And what they have to do then, he has to do whatever we do. Just like how this was
Paul
happening.
Shinta
could
do
that would
anything.
Be hysterical.
It's like a game of horse, right? But we're just dancing, right?
Right.
Paul Shinta's got
exactly.
this.
It's like a game of horse, but we're just dancing.
Awesome.
He's got to work on his twerking then, clearly. You know,
no,
I'm
he
sure.
doesn't.
It's funny you bring that up. What's crumping? We talked about this, right?
I don't know how to explain it.
I feel like I can visualize.
You told me about X-rated minions. Try.
Crumping is dancing like in what you see in a Missy Elliott music video.
Who's Missy Elliott?
Yeah.
You don't know? Was that serious?
Let's go down this. Oh, yeah.
Let me
she's not one of the minions.
He still doesn't understand the internet.
She's not a minion. I'll pull something
What, I got you, Len.
Carry on, everyone, while I look up this.
Unless it's Italian
is
food.
Is it like dancing like Elaine from Seinfeld? Is that any way to... Like, is that crumping?
No.
No.
She doesn't
That's
have
doing
any
the
sort
Elaine.
Of names after her like that.
I wonder who would win in a karate dance battle off between Elaine from Seinfeld and Paul Shinta. Like, if you were trying to dance bad.
Oh, trying to dance bad
yeah.
her?
But could Paul Shinta be so talented that he could dance bad just to beat her?
I don't know.
I know. You know,
what
we
about
need to get
the guy
suit.
In Hitch? That's a good bad.
Will Smith?
Bad dance move.
No, Kevin.
Kevin James.
Oh, my
Kevin
God,
James
dude. I know
the
one
ear.
Day dementia's going to hit me.
Paul Blart.
I think it's already happening.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Lindsay. It's Lindsay McKendrick. That's her name. Thank you. I know it's her
name. Name.
She can dance.
Yes.
She can dance.
No, not better than Paul Shinta. That's why he's called the Dancing Bear, and Lindsay is not.
I'm going to tell you right now.
She doesn't have a nickname. Her name's just Lindsay.
We were at
and we forget it.
We did a wedding, and that entire crew was there. There was Paulie Shinta and McKendrick on the floor at the same time. He actually walked off, and she was tearing it up.
What?
I'm telling you.
No, there's no way she beats
Shinta. I am telling
Shinta.
You.
Because he walked off, so there was no threat.
She's amazing on the dance floor. She really is. She equals and rivals Alden. What's her name? She's married to Spike. Dawn.
Is that Salt and
Dawn
Pepper?
Dawn Coppola.
No, that's
she dances almost as good as Dawn
that's
Coppola.
That's not Salt and Pepper.
Wow.
It's definitely not Salt. Missy Elliott is not Salt nor Pepper.
Is she crumping right now?
No, not right now.
Okay, so why are we looking at Missy Elliott?
I know. Boy, I'm waiting for the music video.
Oh. Is she going to crump? We're trying to see this picture
is
of this Missy Elliott.
Crump,
teaching Lenny things should just be a new part of the podcast.
Like, that's crumping.
YouTube's going to turn trees. Into Tinder within 2 seconds.
Okay, so...
Tommy's
okay,
here, so
you have to wear silver shiny stuff and dance.
That's
no,
just their costume.
So you don't wear silver shiny stuff when you crump.
You do.
You can.
You do.
You
if
should.
You want to.
I was telling Emily, like my new favorite thing is chrome.
Wear
yeah,
chrome
I know. Well, you shouldn't know
everything.
Don't wear a chrome.
So
outfit,
chrome
then you
crump.
Look,
is that what you're saying?
You'd look like a baked potato. Don't do that.
That'd be awesome. Wouldn't wear like a tinfoil helmet.
Well, you might do that at times anyway.
But I didn't understand what they weren't doing anything different than what she was doing in the first video. So I don't understand.
It's just hip hop dancing.
You know what I'm doing? Next time I see Paulie Shinta, I'm going to tell him to crump, so then I'll understand.
Okay.
He might bring out tea and crumpets.
Like
you
I'm,
didn't know
I
Shinta
did
could dance.
No, he could. No, I always see him. He always brings me candy and food
and cheese. Right?
Cheese.
He is the cheese connoisseur of this league.
He brought along lollipops. I was like, please, thank you.
We should have like a part of thing on the website that just shows like Shinta is like the commissioner of cheese or something. Just on
really
the front page.
This
every
league
day.
Is a better place because of Dave Walters and because of Paul Shinta.
Yeah.
Like those two guys bring it every Saturday.
I don't know. These two are pretty amazing.
Well, we're learning things. This is good. Yes, we are having a great time. But I'm telling you, those two guys. Oh my God.
True.
They bring last. They had blow pops. They had freaking like saltwater taffy. They've done cheese.
Maybe you should have pictures on the website and like different names and logos for everybody. You know,
like logos. We have logos.
No, I mean like the commissioner of cheese
right.
and stuff like that. You know,
like monikers.
Yeah, monikers.
Polly J used to be the ambassador of Austin in this.
I brought a slip and slide. Where do I get my and bubbles?
You know, I'll never forget that. Who were you with? Were you with Who?
Me, Bee's brother, and
Bee's
Jay.
Lobster.
Well, who? There was another girl that was with you too. Though I'll never forget. At one point, like there was like a slip and slide, and Bee's brother's like running to get a hose, and he's like, "How do we get this thing going?" And I'm like, "Wait, what's happening?
How does a hose work?"
Fantastic. Well, no, because obviously Emily's an attractive young lady, and Bee's brother was all like, "Okay, let's get the ladies doing slip and slides." Like I thought he was gonna like just his head was gonna pop off his neck.
It might have anyway.
It never stuck though. We'll try it again in the fall. Fair enough.
It worked. Wow. The slip and slide worked.
We've got a lot of things to do. We got to do the slip and slide. We obviously have to have a dance battle or two.
We have to have
the
Bee's
slip and slide
parachute
worked. We just didn't have a lot of participation. It was me and three other people that did it. Everybody else just walked by.
What day was that? Was it in the playoffs?
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe the first week of playoffs.
We need to promote. You know, when we don't promote things, that's when bad things happen.
Those things work better for regular season events.
I still want a mud wrestle. Nobody will grant this to me.
I don't see why. I know that there are people that will.
This is the first I'm hearing of this. I'll have to set up in 30 seconds and I'll promote it and 1,000 people will be there.
Hi.
Just tell me what you want to do and I got
this. Leonard Alba.
Lenny will put it on pay-per-view.
Lenny figures this stuff out right away.
You really want a mud wrestle?
Yes, I'm very good at it. I mean, I used to be really good at it.
Seems like Jello would be.
Okay, it looks like we're learning things about people. Why are you good at mud wrestling?
Continue.
I grew up in the country. I mean, there was nothing else to do. I grew up in Barker.
No.
Yeah.
I just painted a school there.
Cool.
You painted the school, the only school in Barker.
Well, not the whole school, but yeah, we had a contract there. We literally were there just 2 days ago. Actually, I did it like 10, 15 years ago when I was a kid. They did a bunch of expansion projects there, and I was in Barker.
Did you see any mud wrestling when you were out there?
Unfortunately, yeah. I did not.
No.
We used to grow up
mud wrestling?
Yeah, you like build tree houses like to party in. Like, that's where you have your parties, are in the woods. Like, you don't just go to somebody's house. You go to the woods and have
And then
tree.
You settle your differences in the mud?
Pretty much.
All right, now, country girl, have you ever elbow dropped a folding table
off of the treehouse.
No, I'm not.
Top of the treehouse coming down.
I knew you had something to say. I knew when you left the first time, and that
it
was
wasn't
kind of the
enough.
Reason we got back. I knew there was more to talk about. Let's get back to
granting.
Wait,
there
I have a question because I heard that people in the country do deer spotting. Do you do that? Like you go out in the woods with a flashlight, just like to find the deer, and that's like a cool thing to do. Did you do that?
She did it. She doesn't want to admit it.
I mean, I've seen deer. I've hit deer.
Okay.
With her fist.
I've heard of people that live in the country that do like sort of like a contest or something fun to do on a Friday night. I'm going to see more deer than you do kind of a thing. You've never... No? Okay.
No.
Maybe not around here.
Let me get you on these tree houses. So, what are you in high school at this time? Or
yeah.
How old? Okay. So, we're in high school. We're junior, senior, something like that. How many people are participating in these tree houses?
I don't really know.
Like, I mean, was it like the Ewok village of Endor? Like, were there like 30 of them and like everybody had their own party? Or?
They've got
net
walkways.
You've never seen The Return of the Jedi?
No.
Emily,
more
punch
like
her.
Avatar and then they swing from tree house to tree house.
You don't know the village, Ewok village of Endor?
No.
Okay.
Stop. She's still mud wrestling.
Okay,
continue.
Okay. I know. They're still positive here. Okay, so Endor hit a bunch of tree houses, essentially, and all these little stuffed animals that were called Ewoks.
They weren't stuffed animals. They were creatures.
They were awesome. So, but how many people were in a treehouse?
Like, you would just build a big house. Like, you try to make, like, a little living room and a bedroom. Like, think what teenagers want to do. Like, what do you build your treehouse based on?
When I was
they
a teenager,
yeah.
We did not build treehouses. We weren't that handy.
It's the coitus on this.
Topper and I were just doing stupid things to teenagers. I didn't want to get in the half of it.
We made him lose his hair, so it must have been good.
No, I don't think I've told you guys this. You know, Topper had a black book in high school.
Sure did. I saw it when we moved.
Topper was Tom Cruise in high school.
Whoa.
And you remembered the phone numbers for him.
Yes.
Lenny, when we moved out Topper and we moved him into the new house, Baccio actually found the black book.
Did you see it? Oh my
god.
Well,
yeah, but Crazy Julie was there too, and she was like looking away, and Topper just took it and like shoved it into his pocket and like scurried off. But I think she had an idea on what happened.
I'm telling you, if you were in high school and Topper was in high school, if he just looked at you 5 minutes later, you're
pregnant.
Like, yeah, you guys are dating. Whether you knew it or not. Like,
now,
he
where
was
did
that
he go
smooth.
To high school? Do we know that?
St. Joe's, where I met him.
Okay.
He was a year ahead of me, and then he had kind of left there, and
wait,
he went to Tymon.
They're only guys in high school?
Yeah, but you don't get it. We
I'm just curious.
Yeah, it was an all-guy school, but you don't understand. Like, it was funny. I graduated in 1991, and literally the president of St. Joe's at the time got on the microphone, and he said this to our class. I'll never forget this. He says, I would just like to say that I have never been so happy to see a class leave in my life. He goes, you are the worst class in my 30 years of teaching.
Holy smokes.
We all high-fived each other, and the speech didn't even end. We walked out.
Wow.
Because we were cheering. We were the worst class ever. Like, we just got into trouble.
How were your grades, Len?
Honestly, shockingly, I was about a B, but I never tried. If I would have tried, Lord only knows.
Yeah. Taking over the world.
We were just, in high school, we had about 10 10, 15 kids that literally were living out on their own. We used to throw parties and we'd have 200-300 people there and literally 10 kegs. We'd make 6 phone calls and 200 people would show up. We were just
so
nutty.
Were these like Holy Angel girls?
Sacred Heart. Sacred Heart a lot, but mostly homeless. With us, we knew so many people in so many different areas. Like I'm telling you.
Really not.
Different area
high
codes.
High school for me was literally insane.
Damn it.
And Topper will tell you that too. But Topper was a player in high school.
It's really hard to believe, but it's true.
I'm
There's
telling
so
you,
much photographic
I wouldn't have believed it either unless I was there.
No.
And his hair, he used to have that cute hair that used to swoop down and chicks were all like, oh my God, look at his hair. Sploosh. Now there's no hair left.
I want to see that picture.
Kim, I'm telling you, I will find out. I will text you a picture of Patrick back in the day. You would have been like, damn.
Did they have?
I need to see it too.
Did they have schools in Parker?
Do they have what?
Were there actual schools out there?
There
wasn't like
house,
one.
In a tree house.
It was like one house, one building, right?
One person insane. Knew something actually, about something and told everybody about it.
I was playing one day, and somebody else in the league is from Barker.
Wow.
No, who's that?
Small world.
His name's Brett Cole, but I don't really know what. I went to high school with his sister.
You know
but
where
I don't
I'm
know
going with this question,
for.
Right?
What?
Did he have a rival treehouse?
He had a rival treehouse. Okay. Mine's totally beat his.
So it kind of was like the Ewok
village
mentor.
She ambushed his treehouse and then took over.
Did you guys do fires too? Or was it like, no, you couldn't do fires because you were in a treehouse, right?
Well, you'd have fires.
I feel like that would be.
Not in the treehouse.
I feel like that'd be a fire problem. Yeah,
so it started downstairs in the fire and then it, like if you needed alone time because you were in high school, let's be honest, we were all crazy. And then you'd go up into the treehouse.
The treehouse.
Can I ask you a serious question?
I guess.
Were there any goats in the trees where the treehouses were?
We didn't have goats. A lot of people would ride horses though. They'd ride horses to their areas.
Interesting.
Or four wheelers. Oh, you take your pick.
That's like Eden.
Yeah, I don't think you can ride a goat, really, can you?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure you could ride anything
if you train it.
Could kill you.
We're learning things today. This is awesome.
Learning.
Does anybody still live in Barker today?
No.
Like your favorite? Like
no,
your parents,
nobody. Oh, okay. Just nobody.
My mom does. No, yeah. Nobody lives there.
They all
literally,
quit.
There's like 30 people.
Population zero.
Are the kids today still doing the treehouse thing or no?
The mud wrestling?
Yeah. I don't know anyone that still lives there.
Well, you know
Kristen's
your mom.
Not hanging out with high schoolers.
But you know your mom.
You don't visit your mother?
You don't ever drive and see your mother? And then
I'm sure there's like a
newsletter.
Yeah, I do, but I don't like go to the high schoolers. It's like, hey guys, what are you doing? Can I buy you some beer?
Mothers. I do have to ask a question real quick about mothers, because you two ladies are so fantastic, truly. What's the sweetest thing you've done for your mom lately?
Oh. Well, I took her lunch the other day to work.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
You brought it to her.
Yeah, I did. I did.
That's very sweet.
Yeah, we're going on a small little trip. We're going to go to Chicago together in a couple weeks.
Ooh, that'd be
now
fun.
Also, yeah, we'd like to do it once a year or so, go on a little mother-daughter trip and stuff like that.
DJ Tommy and I went to Chicago and didn't sleep for 3 days. It's a real good time. Yeah, Chicago.
Are you an only child,
Kim? I'll have to get some, I'll have to get some info where to go after.
So how does she split up? Do you have a bunch of siblings?
I have one brother.
Okay, so that's easy. So, but it's more you know, he's probably dad, and you're probably...
Yeah, he has a family and all that, too, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
Kristen?
What did I do?
What did you do
Nothing.
Nice for your
What's
mom?
What's the sweetest
mom?
Thing you've done for your mom?
We're
lately.
Learning things. This is good.
I honestly
you're
don't
doing
know.
Good.
That makes me a bad child. I don't know what I've done nicely.
No, it doesn't.
Have you told her you loved her?
I mean, obviously, I told her I loved her.
I give my mom flowers on every holiday, too. Like, that's...
What kind of flowers?
Yeah, whatever kind. It just depends.
Well, she doesn't have a favorite.
Holiday, no.
Oh, you're so sweet.
No.
Like, some you are really
have,
nice.
Some people have favorite. Yeah, are you feeling really bad right now, Kristen? Because like, Kim's
like
knocking it out of the park.
Don't feel bad. Don't feel
yeah,
bad
look what she's doing. Holy smokes.
I mean, we went on a vacation last year. We haven't planned one yet this year.
Where'd you go?
The Dominican.
Oh, wow.
It's fun there.
I hear it's nicer than
now
Lockport.
Now I feel bad. I don't get a flower. It's a little bit nicer.
Lockport's probably closer. No, actually, it's probably farther.
I took my mom to Lockport.
Maddie, I just heard that. It was like, son of a... Just would you people stop with that?
I grew up in Barker, and Lockport actually scares me. That's bad.
Lockport's not that bad.
It's just so far away.
It's the
it's
weirdest,
not far away.
No, it's weird. Lockport's weird.
You're from Barker, and you're calling Lockport weird. Why is it weird? Because of the canal and the locks?
I have no idea. You just drive down there, and the buildings that are there,
it's
and the
a little
stores that are there,
you.
You're like, what is
What is this 7/11
Crackport. Crackport, yeah.
It's not Crackport.
It's kind of like Crackport, yeah.
Emily, you're not getting your friends today. Maddie Ice is going to be so mad at you.
Why he
Please, he's stuck with me forever since we formed the Angels.
Are you sure? Because there are rumors swirling. I've been hearing some things.
I'm not doing the Diamond Dolls. Stop.
That's not what I heard.
Stop, Diamond Lenny. Dolls. You're starting rumors.
I don't
what
start
is
rumors.
This Diamond Dolls?
Oh, my God. Funny that you asked.
If you want to be on a gender team, you
Diamond
can
Dolls,
be on a Diamond
Dolls. Brother, Jerry Batts, and Emily's
first
new gender team.
Big news for the fall here. Ladies and gentlemen, it has not officially been announced yet. However, the Uno, Emily, may be out for the fall due to the injuries suffered by the hands of Jokic.
She's fine.
So our good friend B's brother, he has been coming to the fields for years. He is obviously he's in the TSL Hall of Fame. He's the only person there so far. He's got a lifetime achievement.
I didn't know we had a Hall of Fame.
Well, we do have a lifetime achievement award. We were at the banquet when we presented it to him. He's the only one that's gotten it so far.
Awesome.
Yeah. We're debating in the fall whether or not we're going to give him a second one because nobody's ever gotten two lifetime achievement
awards. That was an amazing banquet, by the way. Wasn't it awesome? It was really good. It was like a 30-foot beast.
He got a standing ovation. It was so awesome. When he got done with the award, literally people were cheering enough and everybody gave him a standing ovation. It was hysterical. He got a trophy and everything.
That was a really fun good banquet.
Yes.
That
so, getting back to this. So now he's been a ref. Okay? We're probably going to bring him on. Ramir might go insane, but hey, it is what it is. And now we're like, well, let's try him as a player. So we've had some secret conversations with Emily, even though she's going to admit that they didn't
news
happen.
News to
know
me.
They
news
to Emily. They were so Emily secret knows all about her, though.
But we're going to think of giving him his own gender team.
His and own what team?
Gender team, like an all-girl
all
team.
Girls team.
Oh, okay.
And he's, because he is
do
in the t-shirt
be on
business.
It?
Yeah, you could, we get you on.
I don't know, maybe.
Honestly, maybe. You're going to be on the creative. You've got some jobs now. We're going to get you a business card. You're going to be in creative and you're going to be on Diamond Dolls. This could work.
Okay, I have an interesting thing to say.
To get on the team, you have to mud wrestle these brothers.
I would never lose, honey.
Let's put your money where your mouth is. It's
I honestly think we would all win.
I could get 500 people to this tomorrow, and they will pay.
Vegas odds are already happening? Coming in.
It's on. Kim, not to cut you off. Let's go. What do you got, Kim? Yeah, my apologies.
Okay. Oh, you did
no,
it.
So I went out with my friend Brian the other night, and he's a Canisius college quarterback back in the day. And anyways, I've been trying to get him to play, and then this other guy, Dave, is trying to get him to play on a team. I guess Topper used to be their quarterback. Santa's something.
Santa's Secret Sauce?
Yeah.
Oh, down in D6? Walter's
yeah,
team.
Yeah, in D6, okay. Right? And so, but Brian is, he travels a lot and this, that, and the other, so he might not be able to do it all the time. So I'm just going to put a call out while I have, you know, everybody listening. Mm-hmm. If anybody else wants to join them to be like, you know, co-quarterback, whatever they're going to call that team.
In D6? All right, yeah, we will D6, do our best.
On D6 team.
Okay. People, if you're listening.
Yeah. Anybody's listening wants to play, because I just know he's only going to be able to do part of the season, and they really want to play, and yada, yada, whatever.
And getting back to this, you know, and not enough people do this, and thank you, Kim, for saying that. You know, I always tell people this. You know, we're here to help you. Like I always say, I'm here, Joe's here, Topper. If you need help with a sub, you need help finding a player, why don't you just text us, call us, email, anything we do to help you, we're here. So right. Now that I know this, I absolutely would call and ask and do anything kind of help. So we're here to help people. Like sometimes, like, well, we couldn't find this, we couldn't find that. But did you try?
We should have something on the website.
I feel like quarterbacks are hard to find. They are, nobody really wants to be a quarterback. Yeah, we learned that when we lost our quarterback, because everybody's like, I really don't want to. It's a tough job. Yada, yada.
Would that be a thing we should do? Like get a message board on the website that people can just log into and be like, hey, we're going to need a person this weekend.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good idea.
Does anybody know anybody who's looking for a team?
Well, people do that the day of, 20 minutes before the game.
Well, I know, but
we should be doing this now. So it's great that she just brought this up.
26 games, I mean.
Yeah. I'm just saying, well, it's not
needed,
the worst idea.
I'm a needed resource.
Ah, commodity.
I think we can make this happen. The hamster's going off. Now, the hamster's really going off, and Chris, we're going back to you. Did you just say, and I quote, I could beat B's brother in mud wrestling?
Of course I could.
Okay,
I could
what would be the
I want to know what the rules
you are.
Gonna
hate
I, Kim, you, really you took the words out of my mouth. What would the rules be?
Yep. He has to cut his nails. I
all
get
the way in the mud, like submerged in the mud.
If we got you a mini pool,
you have to pick someone for 5 seconds.
It'd be like a mud pit, like a mini pool with mud. What is that?
I need to know how far I need to go with this. Yeah, help me help you. What do I need to do?
You need to dig a pit up.
Okay, fine.
Mud.
Okay, I'll get a bobcat. I'll do this.
It's been raining all summer, so it should be good.
We got this. Actually, we got a mud pit right now.
I know.
It's on Campbell Boulevard. It's like about 100 foot by 30. I could throw you two in there. We could do this.
That's a little
extreme. I'm
taking a hole for my new house. So I got a mud pit right now. We could do this.
Lou's going to kick me out of the house for saying this. He's going to be like, you're done.
I think Lou's going to be into this. We could cut Lou in on the back end. If we cut Lou in on the back end, we got this.
There's no.
This is going to be more popular than McGregor Mayweather. That's all I'm saying.
Would you be okay if we did like full wrestling ring entrances and we fought for a belt?
Yeah, you would have to have costumes. Maybe even a manager.
A ref.
Well, who's gonna make my costume? I can't make my own costume.
I will make it.
There you go. Boom.
Yeah, we will help you
the
with your
costume.
I will make it super cool.
Did you pass someone careers?
Yes. Yes.
Like, do you have to be pin 1, 2, 3? Like, how would
I'll
this
make
work?
You look like a superhero.
Is this like a you know, like, once you're unconscious, you lose? Like, what are the rules?
Yeah, like, what's the... Yeah, how do you win? Just pin 1, 2, 3?
I mean, I don't really know exactly at
well,
this
you're,
point.
Well, you're saying you could beat everybody.
I mean, it could be like a high school fight. Like, you just kind of decide who wins. You know what I mean? Like,
crowd vote?
Who's the winner?
But she's not going to win.
Somebody unconscious.
You're not going to win against B's brother.
That's fine.
You're not
going to
win a crowd
hold.
Vote against B's brother. There's no way. There's no way.
Girl power. She wins the female vote.
You were saying that Kristen is going to win in a crowd vote against Bee's brother.
Yes,
Common
I am.
And
Mike.
I think I might lose this.
Depending on how cute her costume is. Yes.
Damn, she's got like a- damn you, sex appeal. I can move mountains, but I can't be sex appeal. Damn it. Damn it, fuck. Excuse me.
You can buy sex appeal, though.
Stealing a Bee's brother line. He stole enough of mine. You see the one he stole yesterday on Facebook?
Bitches.
Nope. So what was that? I didn't...
So what we did yesterday, and we're going to get to this at the end. We're going to start doing... We cut all this audio. And what I decided to do is if God forbid, a show went south and it got really boring, we were going to call them time fillers. And what I did was, like, I went on the internet and I just, like, ripped off all these paragraphs from Hamlet, Othello, you name it. I did everything. Cyrano de Bergerac, and I had him read them all. And one of them last night was really awesome. It was about love. And he's like, hey, would it be, Lenny? Can I put this on Facebook? And he did last night. And, like, everybody just started commenting on it. He didn't tell him, hey, Lenny gave this to me and I stole it. And like all of a sudden there was so much traffic on his Facebook, it was ridiculous.
You were jealous of his likes?
No, no, not at all. Okay. I don't really go on Facebook that much. The only time I go on Facebook is to see what he's doing or joking because I have two Facebook friends. Two and a half.
Two.
Emily, it's still in my draft folder. It's not been deleted.
Yeah, my friend request is pending.
For 6 months.
When you fall in love, it is a temporary madness. It erupts like an earthquake and then it subsides. And when it subsides, you have to make a decision. You have to work out whether your roots are to become so entwined together that it is inconceivable that you should ever part, because this is what love is. Love is not breathlessness. It is not excitement. It is not the desire to mate every second of the day. It is not lying awake at night, imagining that he is kissing every part of your body. No. Don't blush. Am I telling you some truth?
What the
For
fuck?
That, it is just being in love, which any of us can convince ourselves we are. Love is itself is what is left over. When being in love has burnt away, doesn't sound very exciting, does it? But it is.
Food for thought.
Do we think he could have read better if we didn't pump him full of Crown Apple?
He didn't read. That
this.
Came from the heart, brother.
It really
you know that.
But that same excerpt
that.
Was on Facebook last night.
Wow.
But as a lady, that like, did you? I know it was hard to hear the words, but it was really pretty good, wasn't it? Go on his Facebook and look at it. You read those words. I bet you get.
Oh,
moved.
Avoid his Facebook. Just
I don't
just
have
just
Facebook.
Away.
So
okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we will text you the quote to you. Matter of fact, I have it here somewhere. It's on a piece of paper. It was here last night. I don't know where it is.
It might still be around here.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to go Shark Attack at the end, actually, not mini golf. So we did all this. You'll hear at the end.
You're going to use them all right away, aren't
no,
you?
No, we're going to go Shark Attack tonight. So we had him do public service announcements. We had him do all these.
Wow.
It just added to some fun.
Yeah.
And it gave him something to do last night. It was a lot of fun.
Right.
We had a great time last
actually,
night.
He was super happy yesterday.
He was so happy. And as you can tell, he's so good at this. Like, I think, you know, and I'll do a plea right now. I mean, Uncle Topper, seriously, like, look what this man does for this league.
The fuck?
I know. And you couldn't just kick in, what, Kristen, $100?
125.
Yeah, you gotta give us a loose number when we leave.
I'm just gonna grab it off rip.
Off rip.
When I say I want to go grab my drink, I'm just gonna grab it off rip.
Yep. We gotta get Lou on the back end for this mud wrestling match. Like, you really got me thinking about this.
Could we have the referee? No, you're probably his manager.
Yeah, I would have to be his manager or something.
You're definitely Paul Heyman.
I'll be the referee.
Absolutely.
Interesting.
Oh.
Of the mud wrestling.
Oh my God! No, could we have two referees and have Sherry? Because you know, at one point they would just finally fight, and then everybody would be like, fight.
Uno Ocho.
She's been really quiet in the offseason.
Yeah.
Can you funny? You know, when Kristen looked at Kim and she said, oh, we're going to beat you. You know, the first thing I thought. Remember when I said, oh, you know what I'm thinking? I see
what?
Blonde and brunette. I'm like, new blonde and brunette fight.
Let's go. Come on.
Oh, boy.
Did you ever see Sherry and Emily? Like, that was our first blonde brunette fight. Like, that's how it all started.
It wasn't
started.
Even a fight.
It
Lenny
was a fight.
You hear that, Sherry? She said you weren't even a fight.
Win. Brunettes always win.
Oh.
Just because we have more fun. I'm sorry.
Blondes have more fun. I'm with you. Somebody fist pump Kim.
Hands at
no,
the
I can't because brunettes
You're
always
so
have more fun.
Air pump.
I mean, I have fun every weekend at football.
So. We brunettes, we have lots of fun. We climb from tree to tree. I ride my snowmobile in the dirt, and this stuff works real good. I was talking about my beers, too.
It's got to be on. We've got
it.
I'll
party with Kristen in
I'm
a tree
kidding,
fort.
Kristen. Come on.
I'll think party
we
should, with
we'll
her in
build
a tree
fort. Okay.
Yeah. There's no trees at football, or else that would be a fun idea.
In the woods behind there.
Well, there's a bunch of trees.
Yeah, but I don't know that you could build
we could build one and then spy on
we have
field
Lenny.
Five.
Lenny, buy four trees.
You know what we'll do, though? Because, like, Kim and Sherry, we're going to, because they're blonde, they're going to need somebody to, like, build it for them. Because I was blonde, too. I would need help,
now,
too.
Allegedly,
I'm
on the blonde team.
Allegedly, there's going to be some trees that might need to get cut down to make room for a statue. Is
yes,
that right?
We're working on that right now.
What is that? What's
we're
that
not,
story?
No. I want people
that,
just to be
that needs an unveiling. If that
oh, that's only that's on the Telegram
silence.
App. Am I right?
We learned a lot of stuff tonight. Like, we've got this is going to happen.
The one that
mud, no, I just want the mud wrestling match to happen.
Yep. Yeah, we are.
Oh, I didn't know.
Aren't you on Telegram?
I have Telegram because I was at Katie and Axel's wedding. That's why I have the app, but. I don't know.
That's amazing.
Do you like super awesome text change where you get 300 freaking texts a day?
No, you don't.
200 from Lenny?
Not that much.
Not, no, I've been
not
doing
anymore,
it that much.
Actually. You just...
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually saw Katie and Axel yesterday.
How are they doing?
They're doing good. They're doing good. I think they're just going to sub this season because with the baby and stuff, so...
Kids
ruin
everything.
Pippa's doing good. She's getting True. Big.
Yeah.
She's super cute. Yeah.
We really have to do like a anniversary party for them one of these days.
I know.
Kind of recreate rallies.
We need to get
I know,
Katie in the
for
studio.
Sure,
as much
for
as
sure.
I love Axel, Katie's the story.
We Katie should. Is overdue. We should get her in here.
We
for
could
sure.
do an hour and a half just talking to her.
Absolutely.
Like that girl yeah. has got some things to say.
She's awesome.
She is awesome. Yeah.
You're the director of podcast guest relations. Text her.
But she hasn't played in a while, so it might not be the same.
I've Doesn't been finding matter. Guests.
Let me tell you something. Katie in her she heyday, I don't know if you knew her in her football hate, like she was literally a walking soap opera. She was storyline personification. Matter of fact, the D1, or not the D1, the TSL MVP is actually called the Katie Kimmy Carey Constantinople Weiser Award. It was named after her because she made such a mark for soap opera awesomeness that
That's
we named
amazing.
An award after her.
That's
what
amazing.
Do you mean soap opera?
Wherever Katie went, it was a soap opera. Like it, something
drama.
Was happening. It
like
was
drama?
Awesome. Yes. Awesome drama. Well, Riley Street Station won a title just because everybody fought, but it all started with Katie and Dylan Randall and a couple other people.
Yeah,
awesome.
A lot of them were at the wedding.
Yeah, it was insane.
Fun. Super fun time.
And then she would quit, and then she would come back. Like, she'd quit on Saturday, and she'd be back on, like, Thursday. And, like, every time she quit, she always came back until, like, the last time. It
well,
was awesome.
Let me tell you this. Okay. We ran the Ronald McDonald 5K last night. And she started at the back because she ran with the stroller, and she still beat me by 10 seconds.
She does she marathon
she's
still?
She's still in good shape and still
She used to
fast
run marathons
and
stuff, right?
Yeah, she does all the time. She's crazy fast. Awesome. Wow. Yeah.
I can't run like that.
Well, you're fast. You got, like, speed. You're like a Wesley Webbit.
Yeah, after a mile, it's over.
Just don't
I can't
ever
even
go,
run a mile. So
don't
good
ever
you,
go to a movie with Katie Weiser, ever.
A movie? Why?
Nope. Bad. Very bad.
What okay. happened?
She ruined freaking Breaking Dawn Part 2. No, she ruined Breaking Dawn Part 2
oh,
or Part 1.
Breaking
Lenny,
Dawn.
Lenny, you told us about this.
What?
You mentioned this on a previous podcast.
He mentions a lot of things on previous podcasts.
We went to we were good friends, Katie Weiser and I, back in the day. We used to hang out all the time. And,
why aren't you friends now?
Well, we're still friends. We just, I mean, she's
but
married
she
now.
She ruined Breaking
yeah,
Dawn.
We were never, we just were friends. We used to hang out all the time, and we
You're
were
right.
really good
That's
friends. And we went to Breaking Dawn Part 1, and she ruined it. Because you ever been with somebody, and you sit through an hour 45 of like movie awesomeness, and they ruin the ending for you?
What did she tell you was going to happen?
Did you ever see Breaking Dawn Part 1?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're watching this whole movie. There's me, Katie Weiser, and like 9 chicks and an old dude. We're like 11 people in the movie theater. And it's awesome. It's Breaking Dawn. It's vampires. We're having a great old time. At the end, Kristen Stewart's on the slab and her eyes are closed. Now, I don't know. I didn't read the books. Do I look like I read? Mm. So all of a sudden at the end, Katie Weiser's like sitting in the movie theater. Sitting in the movie theater. She looks at me and she goes, you know, in her Katie Weiser voice, she goes, I bet her eyes are going to open and they're going to be red. And I look at her and I say, and I quote, you bitch, you just stole my innocence. Because 10 seconds later, her eyes open and they're red. And it turns out she was a vampire. And I yelled at her in the movie theater. People were dying.
So you're upset that she was smart enough to figure it out?
No, I was upset that she ruined the ending. I was hanging on word by word for an hour and 43 minutes.
Lenny, you knew what was going to happen.
You knew it was
no,
gonna
I
happen.
Didn't. I did not
you,
know that was going to happen.
Fuck, you didn't. You're fine.
I did not know. I swear
go,
I did not
man.
Know.
How long ago was that? Like 10
I don't
years?
Know, like 6 years.
Let it go.
No.
Do you still have vampire nightmares?
No, I don't get nightmares. I don't dream.
Okay.
You do too.
No,
what?
I
dream about pandas.
What?
No, I do not. I don't dream.
You don't
dream. I can't even tell. Is that weird?
No, it's
no,
not. Everybody
can,
dreams, you just
I
don't remember
I can analyze
them.
Dreams, though. I've done a lot of research on dreams. I
couldn't
really?
Tell you the last
I
time
need
I
to
dreamed.
Talk to you sometime. Oh, okay. I'm being
Do you guys dream?
Like
I
recurring
dream
dreams?
You know, I couldn't even tell you the last time I dreamed.
Lenny, that
really?
That kind of means you're not getting into full REM, where your body's not
no,
fully resting, because that's when you dream.
Great. Well, his brain doesn't shut off to begin
yeah,
with.
Yeah, I only
that's
sleep I sleep for 5 hours a day, maybe.
That's what I'm talking about. I feel like that's why you don't dream.
This sucks.
You everybody don't you dream all the time, but you just don't remember them?
I don't remember
yeah,
all
sometimes.
My dreams then. I'm not that
sometimes.
Smart to
sometimes.
Begin with, so maybe
like,
that's
I
it.
Only remember a dream once every like couple weeks
Frank.
If I'm lucky.
But then I always get scared that I have, like, nightmares and stuff, but maybe my subconscious is blocking them.
I don't want to get into your subconscious.
I don't either. That would suck.
Terrifying.
Yeah, don't people normally wake up from a nightmare, though, right?
If typically, yeah.
What if you don't? You ever see Inception?
Stop.
Yes.
Can I ask you a question real quick? Did anybody see Inception?
Love that movie.
Okay, please answer this question for me because it's been bothering me for the last 4 years, and I'm going to ask it right now.
I love you.
Was he still stuck in the dream at the end when the thing was spinning? What did that mean?
Yes.
Okay, so he was in the dream.
I feel like he was.
Yeah, he's still there.
He's still there.
Okay, so that's what we... Did you see Bagger Vance?
No.
Okay, because I had a question about that movie as well.
I don't remember
it either. Okay. Did you see Bagger Vance?
I think that Bagger Vance was a continuation of his dream.
I thought Bagger Vance wasn't real.
Because
he was, remember, he was an army guy, and I thought he was talking to him, and the kid was his daddy.
It was all in his head, though.
Remember at the end when he said, come on? I thought he was just a spirit, and the dude died.
Well, yes.
That's what I thought.
Yes, I agree with that. However, I don't think he was a spirit.
So he was stuck in the dream.
You got it.
I was so confused at the end of Inception. I'm like, is this it? What is happening right now?
More importantly, my golf league got canceled this morning because it was boring.
Can I ask you a question, Kim?
Yes.
Kim, I'm going to ask you the most serious question of the day. What do you think of miniature golf?
Oh, Lord. I love miniature golf.
Thank you. Why?
Because it's a game.
Yes.
I love all games.
Can I tell you something?
I love all games. Sure.
So I have a friend. And we talk.
I think friend is a tough term.
No, he's a friend.
A minion.
He's not a minion.
No, he's definitely.
If he was a minion, his name would be Michael. But that's as far as I'm going to go.
Michael. Okay.
So this minion and I talk, and one day he has a problem talking with the lady sometimes. And one day we had set this up, and I said the best place to go on a first date with a young lady is at mini golf.
I like that idea.
Because it's cute, it's fun. The worst place you can go on a first date with somebody is a movie because you can't talk to them.
You can't say anything, right?
So take her to mini golf, and I go, don't tell her this, but let her win, but make it really close if you're a good golfer. If you're a bad golfer, it's cute if you get crushed by 10.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. See, I always go with the, I'm just going to be real here, so I'm going to win if I'm going to win or lose if I'm going to lose. You know
but you
I
sound
mean?
Like you're a really good golfer.
I'm a decent golfer.
Yeah, so you would win. But if I was a better golfer than you, I would let you win on purpose. But I wouldn't let you know that I know that you know that I let you win on purpose.
Kristen, okay. Do you golf?
I try to, and just like everything, I always win. So.
Okay, so what do you think of mini golf?
Oh, a challenge.
I love it. I love it.
Okay, so let me get this straight.
We have a challenge here. We've got some golfers.
Live versus mini golf. All right, let's go.
We're going to do this. Mini golf. Miniature golf foursome.
The Leonard Elba Memorial Golf Tournament?
You remember?
Memorial mini golf tournament?
Did you ever remember how I don't know if you ever heard this. So when
he is on the inside.
Do you remember the Patrick J. McGovern Jr., though he isn't dead yet, Memorial Cup?
No.
Okay, so back in the day, we came up with this idea. If you didn't make the playoffs, we were going to throw all the teams that did make the playoffs into a tournament, and we were going to call it the Patrick J. McGovern Jr., though he is not dead yet, Memorial Cup. And it went on for a couple years, but then we lost interest.
Why? Because the higher division teams probably just ran over that, right?
Yeah, but usually the higher division teams wouldn't do it. It would be teams from like D3, 4, 5, and 6, and you get like 6 or 8 teams.
That sounds like
it was a riot.
Well, but why don't we do it again?
We just made the playoffs like by the skin of our teeth, but then I wasn't there. I was dragon boat racing. Have you ever heard of that?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. I was in the dragon boat race.
What's a dragon boat?
Yeah.
So it's a boat of like 20 people, 10 on each side, and there's actually like a dragon head and everything. It's a race we do for charity for breast cancer. And
are you
my
rowing
running club
the boat?
So yeah. Okay. So my running club did it, and this is the third year we did it, and we won. Yeah, the second time we won. So, like, there's, like, 80 boats competing, and they do, like, heats of four down at Riverworks. And, like, I had already said that I would do it a long time before that. So, I felt bad leaving my team, but, you know, I had to help my Dragon Boat team win, too.
You had to help your Dragon Boat team. Yeah. It sounded like you had a better chance with them than the football team because you had the injuries, right?
Well, yeah, possibly. Possibly, yeah.
So, we've got it confirmed on audio that two very attractive young ladies just told us that mini golf is a good thing, and they would enjoy
like
it as
mini
a first
golf.
Date.
Yeah,
it's funny that every time you ask a young attractive lady if she likes mini golf, she says yes, yet this guy keeps saying that it's
bad.
Look
at the fucking guy who's saying it's
I'm not
cool.
saying it's anybody. His name is Anonymous.
He says, okay, now let me ask you this, because I know some guys that'll say like they don't want to really pay for much on the first date.
What?
Just in case. Yeah, that's true. So I was just curious if like he didn't want to pay for the mini golf.
Wait, let's get back to this. You're saying, so if you went on a first date with a guy, like a lot of time, like people split dates and stuff?
Yeah, or like my guy friends even will say that they just want to like go for coffee or something so that they can like just buy coffee. And then if they don't really like it or whatever, then they just...
Okay, so let me get this straight.
That's ridiculous. Are these people doing that's like ridiculous. Internet
it is.
Dating?
So
it
you
is,
go out, you, no, you're going out to coffee anything. With a friend
because
of yours.
Because if you take me out, you better fucking have something cool planned.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh my God.
I agree with you 100%.
But I want to go ziplining and blow
up. So if you're going to coffee,
I want to climb a fucking mountain.
He makes you pay for your coffee, whoever this, if you're dating a guy or a friend of yours.
No, they don't necessarily make you pay for the coffee, but that's why they just want to go for coffee, so it's a small price to pay.
You should climb the 46.
I know, I think it's crazy, but I'm
just
telling
you. That's insanity. What is wrong with these people in 2017?
People are crazy.
You think what I'm thinking?
Nobody is.
Let's write a letter.
There you go.
Write a letter?
Let's get a petition started. No, seriously.
To whom? All men?
Just men in general.
Yeah, I agree.
I would write that.
They've got to have a headquarters somewhere.
Let's do it.
Maybe we'll send it to Santa Claus. I don't know. Maybe he can get it there. We got to try something.
It might have to be a
blog. I hear a lot of my friends who are doing like the online dating nonsense and all that crap, and they'll say that kind
of
thing.
It's
like,
a lot of ridiculous.
Oh, like he wanted to meet me in a park, and we walked around for 20 minutes.
Yeah, and how scary is that? Meet in a park? I mean,
it depends on where the park is.
And it was 10:30 at night.
It depends on the park.
You don't know the person.
Well, it depends on the park.
I mean,
does that work for you, Tom?
Are we in Delaware Park? Are we in the city? That's probably bad.
Yeah, maybe Delaware Park, but
if you're in a park at Clarence, you're okay.
I have a bar.
What's wrong with Delaware Park?
Where would you like me to start?
If you go near the Buffalo Zoo,
it's by hurdle.
Okay.
I run in Delaware Park every day. I'm all about
it. I love the zoo. I love the zoo.
Zoo's pretty awesome.
I hate the zoo.
Why do you hate the zoo? We need a better
because
zoo, though.
I feel bad for the animals trapped.
Okay, have you been to the Toronto Zoo? Emily, have you been to the Toronto Zoo?
Yes, I have. Or San
That's
Diego.
San Diego. Those are amazing zoos.
The Buffalo Zoo is a piece of shit. It's like 50 feet big.
I'm not saying.
You feel bad for the animals.
Right?
That's what I'm saying.
They need to expand that thing.
We should do a fundraiser for them.
Yes.
Yeah, let's do a GoFundMe page for the Buffalo Zoo.
I agree.
I think we need to form a society.
I mean, we're essentially doing one for a zoo
a
society
animal. Society of what?
Let's form
I don't know if the lobsters
we'll form our own PETA.
I think women that are upset about stuff. And we could have a couple guys on the board. Like, Joe Kay and I would join your board.
Obviously.
Yeah, you need like 15.
Okay.
All right. Joe Kay and I will join. You could like, I don't know. Remember like, what was it called? Sorority Rising Neighbors 2? You know how they let like, what, Zac Efron into their sorority? You could let Joe Kay and I into your little group.
You're like IMDb, but not.
I would start a TSL sorority.
We really should. I mean, seriously.
Oh, boy.
Beta, Beta, TSL.
I don't care if you want to sleep with somebody or it's a friend.
You have to mud wrestle for pledging.
Beta, Sigma, Lambda.
Thank you.
There you go.
I like this.
Beta, Sigma, Lambda.
We can make t-shirts with Greek letters.
I'm surprised we didn't do that.
There's got to be multiple
it's
sororities.
Tau,
so they've got to compete against each other.
Oh, it's not
but
Theta.
But ours is
going to
be
like
the top.
It's right. Tau, Sigma, what's L?
Lambda.
Lambda, there
lambda,
we go.
Lambda, Lambda, Lambda.
Tau, Sigma, Lambda, there you go.
Revenge of the Nerds.
This is good. This is good.
We've got six divisions.
But the three of us, no, the three
it's
of
already
us
set.
Are in
you
one
could have the Greek games
here
and do it per division.
What is wrong with you that
you
haven't already thought of this?
You could literally get everybody in a division to form a group, and you could do it right out of Revenge of the Nerd. You could have Greek games and use each division as, like, an entity.
This is an off-the-air.
It could be like Battle of the Network Stars, except we could use divisions. Think about it. You have six divisions. You'd have six teams.
See, if he's medicated, he keeps focus on one thing. When he's not, it's...
So what are these games composed of? Because
like anything we think of.
Here.
We could have a scavenger hunt, Anchorman.
Oh,
you, oh my God. That game that Emily almost got killed in.
That'd how about a Nerf games like event? That would be fun, right? Like
we can, anything we think of.
Paintball.
Paintball, yeah.
If it's my brain, Hunger Games, I don't know.
Sniping. Yeah, there you go.
We could figure it out. Cards mud wrestling
humanity.
So Kristen's involved.
Yes.
We could do mud wrestling. Would that make you feel like mini golf for Kim?
Laser track.
Mini golf for Lenny.
Did you know that sniping actually means something in terms of pictures? Have you ever heard of this?
No.
Isn't someone being on a computer?
No, sniping is a hockey thing.
What?
Sniping. It's a hockey thing.
Oh, I don't know about hockey. What I mean, I know of an actual sniper, but sniping means when you take a picture of someone and they don't know. Because kids do this in high school now, and they just do it, and then they post it, and then they like make fun of them on the...
Is that what cyberbullying is?
That's an actual thing, is
sniping. Yeah, that's probably a level of it.
Yeah, that's part of it. Okay. Yeah, sniping, though, isn't it? That's
so
interesting, isn't it?
Has anybody ever been cyberbullied?
So.
I don't think so.
Okay,
no, I don't think so.
Good.
Maybe that we don't know. If, I don't know.
We learned a lot of things today.
Yeah. Apparently.
Let's not get depressing.
We're not depressing at all. We're
I'm
doing
just
good.
Saying, I'm just saying I learned that word sniping. I thought it was an interesting word.
I think we're going to do
Greek
games.
More than one thing.
I think we're going to do mud wrestling.
Oh, that's happening. You are
okay, that's
you
fun.
Are
I like
absolutely
it.
Mud
I think we're
going
to go to miniature brother. Golf, and we're going to videotape it, and we're going to send it to an anonymous TSLer, and we're going to show them how much fun we all
are
had.
You gonna
we could
build
make it like country games, like archery and mud wrestling.
Could we do it in Barker?
We can do it in Barker.
There's a lot of space.
Maybe.
There's a lot of space.
Archery? We'll do it in the Topper's new backyard.
We could play in the old school wood playground. Did you see? Were you out there?
Where?
in Barker.
Yeah, they do have an old
school. It's old school wood playground.
That would be kind of cool.
We could
play you didn't.
You'd all have to sign waivers.
Sorry.
And wear helmets.
Sorry.
Might.
Would you have a kid wearing a helmet and signing a waiver?
No, yes. Come on.
You got to protect your medulla oblongata at all times.
Out there.
Yes, you do.
Come on.
The brain is
You're in the country. Thing. There's no helmets.
And then we're going to start a society.
ATV racing, is that a thing?
Oh my God, do you know what is a thing? Drone racing. I swear to God, there's a drone racing
It's on ESPN.
League. Yes, really is.
They go through, like, they get abandoned buildings, and they go through stadiums, and they actually have competition.
Ever seen
they went through the Dolphins stadium.
Is everybody an organ donor? Are we good?
Yes.
I got nothing. Yeah. No.
What? You want my liver? Is that one?
I don't think I want your liver. I don't even want mine.
Your liver's no good anymore.
Speaking of that.
This is exciting. I'm excited today. This went really, really well. And believe it or not, we're 66 minutes. We're doing really well. We're almost at final thoughts.
Wow.
We changed that at the end of the day.
Oh, yeah, we changed it. We're not doing final thoughts, and we're doing it at the end of the day. So, at the end of the day, Kim, the first time it went, it was good. But now, how are you feeling today? This was awesome.
It feels good. Good times.
You had a lot to say.
Yeah.
I think we need to get you on our creative panel.
All right, sure.
I think that already happened. She came up with lobster dunk take in like 4 minutes. God,
awesome. I bet you she likes Mongolian beef, too. This would work.
We can get her on creative panel. What does that mean?
You never had Mongolian beef food. Before?
No, it's not a sex thing.
I have, but I mean, I thought it was trying to mean something else.
No.
I go, it's food.
What?
We have this joke, like Jimmy, Joe and I, like when we have a creative meeting, we meet at PF Chang's for Mongolian beef.
So. Or El Canelo. Or El Canelo.
But most of the time, the creative meeting's been at PF Chang's.
I'm still dying to go to just a hole in the wall.
So good. We get those too.
Good. Oh my God.
We gotta go to Mulberry's too.
I never had one until these guys showed it to
us. Mulberry's is so good. Bring me.
Yeah. It is good.
Well, you declined our invitation to the last creative meeting.
You really did.
Mongolian
beef. We were at PF Chang's that day. Remember, you were busy on Sunday.
I did not get invited to PF Chang's.
Leonard.
Oh, no, you did.
I asked you what you're doing Sunday. I was invited you to the creative meeting.
You didn't
you said,
tell me what was going on.
Oh, so it would have mattered.
If it was PF Chang's, I would have switched some things.
Oh, really? We're learning bad things now. I asked you flat out, what are you doing today? And then I said, are you busy? And then you didn't even give me a chance to say it afterward. You're like, I got too many things to do. And that was
I did. I don't even remember what I did.
Because it probably wasn't that important. You just didn't want to hang out with Lenny.
No, I did a lot of things.
That's good.
Mongolian beef.
It's so good. Beef is so... It's magical. You just don't get with the scallions because it kind of ruins
it. I disagree.
Do you?
Do not drop your fork on your shorts.
That's not good.
That's what I'm going to say. Soda water from the waitress.
That was a bad time.
All right. At the end of the day, Kim, what are you thinking?
I think it's going to be a good season. I'm really pumped about it. Excited about the new changes, you know.
What are the new changes? Like, more people coming?
Yeah, more people coming, you know, different teams, all kinds of stuff like that, yeah.
This is good. And we're going to form a society, and like, honestly, to all Kim's friends, next time you go to coffee with her, you better pay or I'm going to find you one.
Yeah, seriously.
Nice Lenny's good. You don't want to see mean Lenny.
Don't buy her coffee. Get like a macchiato.
Yeah, at least get her a Danish lemon.
Yeah, give her an espresso.
Take her to Applebee's for nachos. Come on now. Right? Let's do this, boys. Come on.
At the end of the day.
Kristen, at the end of the day, what are you thinking?
The end of the day, I think Full Throttle is going to win D4.
Yay.
Oh.
We're going to kick your ass, sorry.
Oh, it is so on.
And no we're going to have the best mud wrestling championship ever.
Gotta love that late July shit talk.
What place did you guys come in this season?
I don't know.
Okay. You know what the most awesome part about all this is? She's laughing about mud wrestling. She has no freaking clue in my head. I have this all planned out.
Already-
I really can't wait. Let's have a goddamn tournament. Like, literally, let's have, like,
you know,
divisions.
When we
let's
do,
have, like, just lightweight classes. Match. Like, let's
we
make this happen.
Do you know what the best part is going to be? When we have the ring entrances, like, this, I'm going to play that audio as she's coming to the ring.
And Emily is going to design.
She's got this dumb look on her face like, I can't believe this a-hole pulled this off.
Oh,
and
no, you
why
didn't.
Are these video
she's
cameras here? Why
like
are we on
Wonder
pay-per-view?
Woman in the new movie.
She's basically suggesting
that's
that you can't do
gonna
this.
Look like.
If she's going Wonder Woman, can we let her go in the mud? You can't. That's like the most awesome outfit of
I'll
all time.
I'll make
times.
It mud-proof.
We'll just oxy-clean it afterwards.
Yeah,
we can just make a huge like mud wrestling competition with teams versus teams.
Wait, here's a serious question.
Multiple
can somebody
people.
Be in the lobster costume in the mud wrestling?
Bee's brother should,
that'd be so unattractive, though.
Poor guy.
I suppose. But.
You think?
That's for the lobster dunk tank.
Yeah.
Well, lobster's real, for the tank.
Lobster's all a sexy right. crustacean.
Okay.
Exactly. End of the day, Emily, what do you think?
At the end of the day, my sorority's going to whoop ass.
At the end of the day.
What are you going to call it?
Tau Sigma Lambda.
Pi Kappa Tau
Dolls. Sigma Lambda. I thought we already had
I like
that.
The Zeta Beta thing, but I don't even know what that means. Alpha Phi, maybe.
Oh,
I don't know.
We were trying to go with TSL, you know?
Well, are we separating it by divisions?
Because if I can be with these three,
we're going to collaborate on something. Okay. But if it's a separate thing, then...
Well, at our next creative meeting, we'll take it up with Kim and she'll tell us what she wants to do.
Next time, let me know.
Guess what, Kim? You've got responsibility. You're executive director of sorority operations now.
Okay.
This is how it started with JOK. All of a sudden, Kim's going to have 11 titles. He'd be like, what the frig happened?
Really now?
Are my index cards on order since business cards are too small?
It's going to be awesome.
Just keep me posted.
People are going to be complaining to me. I'm like, go to Kim. Damn it.
That's a slippery slope, Kim.
Yeah, I know it is.
At the end of the day, Jim, what are you thinking?
I haven't played this song in over a year. So at the end of the day, if I may.
At the end of the day.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Is this going to be part of the carol?
You didn't.
Oh, no, you didn't.
It could be a ring entrance.
Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, no, you didn't.
Don't worry, there's only like 10 seconds left.
Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, no, you
didn't. Nice.
Played that in a very long time.
That is awesome.
I'm so thankful to have both of you back down here today. Amazing show. Probably one of the best shows we've had in a very long time. Thank you both for coming down here once again. And that is my final thought in regards to...
At the end of the day.
At the end of the day, JOK, what do you say?
I'm excited. I mean, I would say redeemed, by the way. We were hoping for a big redemption day and everything worked out swimmingly.
What?
We have a new... I'm excited for mud wrestling because you have to mud wrestle Beast Brother. That's probably the greatest thing I've heard of. That's the greatest thing I've heard of since somebody said, hey, we should put Beast Brother in a lobster costume and make a commercial.
I don't know. We got mud wrestling. We've got sororities building.
Well, that's the other exciting part.
Golf championships going on.
That's the other exciting thing because I was thinking about I introduced people to the Team Beast Brother videos recently because a lot of people haven't seen them. And then I realized we haven't done anything where we needed to make t-shirts for it in a while. No, so, like, if we do Greek games or sorority stuff, like, t-shirts plenty, so that's exciting. And
that's kind of funny.
Lenny's in charge of the robes.
Oh, yeah. We got more carolers. Like,
for now.
Yeah, for now.
Everything worked out very well today.
For now.
So at the end of the day, I'm extremely happy. And it's just a good day. At the end of the day, Len, what do you got for us?
I don't have much because we're going to go to our PSA in a second. I would like to once again thank Kim. I would like to once again thank Kristen. You guys were fantastic. This was fun. This was funny. We learned a lot of interesting things, and I can't thank you both enough. This was a lot of fun. I'm going to tell you real quick before we go to our final thought. Just be on the lookout on Facebook. I think Uncle Topper's been talking, and we're going to have a retort. He will answer B's brother's question. He's going to tell him flat out, either I accept or no, I reject. And regardless of what he does, the GoFundMe page will be on the Topper Sports website soon enough. Like I said, if all 1,000 of you even just give a dime, we're there. So if you can give $1, $2, we'll figure out what we're going to do with that and be on the lookout for that as well. So in closing, thank you all. Thank you to Jimmy and Tommy as always. And, you know, without further ado, we have a special public service announcement for you.
What it be, TSL Universe? It's your good friend, B's brother. And I come to you today with a public service announcement about a subject near and dear to my heart. TSL Universe, did you know that 6 people a year die due to shark attacks? Neither did I. Next time your relationship is broken and you had to take your lady friend to the Bahamas to get out of some trouble you got into, please remember that 6 people died a year in shark attacks. If she drags you to the beach after a lovely day of Olive Garden, Pottery Barn, and Pier 1 Imports, the fuck? Remember to always be on the lookout for shark attacks. If you do see a shark while you are frolicking in the ocean with your lady friend who is wearing some super hot bikini, remember, this is the one time you do not think of the clitoris or boobies. As hell is all thinking. When you run into the shark, quickly and softly grab the lady friend and establish a perimeter and turn your lady friend into a human shield. Her top might pop off, and you will be also close to the clitoris or boobies, which will make you giggle. But don't think about that stuff. Only your goal is to use the lady friend as a human shield, so the shark doesn't eat her, not you. Yes, you will lose your lady friend, but you will still be alive, and you will you can easily find a new lady friend rather quickly at the resort bar or at Olive Garden, Pottery Barn, or Pier 1 Airports. At the end of the day, please don't forget, 6 people die a year in shark attacks. If you confront a shark, use your lady friend as a human shield. Lady friends can be replaced rather easily at a Pottery Barn, Pier 1, or Olive Garden. Thank you, that is all.
You guys are fucked up.
Was that too much?
Do not.
Incredible thoughts. Incredible mind. I'm so overwhelmed. How did my brain conceive them?
A snow white dove in the pitch black night. Tremendous heights. A wave crashes off of a cliff in Scotland. A child bites an apple, but the core is rotten. TV is free, but what is the cost? We have GPS, and yet we're still lost. A carrot in the desert, a camel in the garden, a man with giant ears begging your pardon. What if a garbage man was actually smart? A common misconception that we're tearing apart. Into a dog, dog food is just food. Into a sock, a mansion's just a beach shoe. A milk dud sitting in the acid rain. A house cat addicted to the cocaine. No teeth, unlimited floss. These are just a few of our incredible thoughts. For the bus, a number one dad trophy covered in rust, a nun dug to basketball, living the impossible, a man breaks his leg inside a hospital. We just thought of that, and it could change the world. We're like a smart oyster full of pearls, such as an ultrasound of a new baby with a Santa hat drawn on. Yeah, that's my kind of Christmas card. What if a butterfly was made out of butter? These small thoughts could destroy Big Brother. The world's cutest kitten just hugging a dog. Just one of many of our incredible thoughts.
What if one thought could cure the people? What if one song could end all evil?
Imagine if a fish could play guitar and also sing. It would sound bizarre, like
my name is Mr. Fish. Yeah. These guys' thoughts have granted my wish. Oh,
and
yeah,
that may have just changed the course of time. I swear my mind blows my mind. Incredible.
Incredible.